What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of Muskegon History and Beyond, a podcast from the Lakeshore Museum Center. This episode will focus on one business from Muskegon's history, sanitary dairy. The dairy industry in Muskegon was a large segment of the local economy. At any given time from 1900 to the 1950s, there were dozens of small and large dairies operating in the area. Sanitary Dairy was organized as a company in 1920 by Charles L. Peterson, Jr. His father became vice president of the company, and his brother was also involved. Before going into business with his family members, Charles Peterson, Jr. was a partner in Muskegon Dairy for 2 years. Sanitary Dairy Company first appeared in the Muskegon Chronicle on October 19, 1920. The article is a listing of the milk fat testing results from local dairies. The next day, a land sale notice from C.L. Peterson and wife to Sanitary Dairy appears. It is unclear if this land sold is the location on the corner of Terrace and Laketon where the Sanitary Dairy production facility would be located. From its organization in 1920, Sanitary Dairy saw rapid growth in the Muskegon dairy industry. In February of 1925, Sanitary Dairy purchased the Alpha Creamery. Sanitary Dairy President C.L. Peterson stated that the Alpha Creamery drivers would be retained in this merger and continue to serve the people they had previously with the Alpha Creamery. According to letters to the editor, the public was pleased with this continuation of service and the use of the milkmen they had grown accustomed to seeing. In August 1926, Sanitary Dairy and Muskegon Dairy merged, retaining the name Sanitary Dairy. This merger meant that Sanitary Dairy now had business with half of Muskegon's residents. In January 1928, Sanitary Dairy acquired Muskegon Farmers Dairy Company, a co-op of close to 100 individual dairy farmers. This business move made Sanitary Dairy the largest milk producer in western Michigan. Through this growth, Sanitary Dairy remained a well-respected dairy in the area. They offered public tours of their facility on Terrace to demonstrate their cleanliness and purity of product. By March of 1928, only three dairies in Muskegon produced pasteurized milk: Sanitary Dairy, Highland Park, and Muskegon Heights Farmers Cooperative Dairy. Other farmers still produced raw milk. Some of this raw milk was sold directly to consumers, but most was sold to the bigger dairies to be pasteurized. An intriguing part of this time era was the continued reporting on the percentage of butter fat found in samples of milk from local dairies. These reports occurred several times a month. Samples from Sanitary Dairy had a routinely low percentage of butter fat found. Throughout the 1930s, Sanitary Dairy appears in the Muskegon Chronicle through sports notices. The Muskegon YMCA organized sports leagues for baseball, basketball, and bowling for local businesses and organizations to play in. Based on the reports, Sanitary Dairy employees were excellent baseball players, beating teams from E.H. Sheldon, Dixie Oil, and Standard Drugs, among others. Their basketball and bowling performances were not as excellent as their baseball skills. In 1933, Sanitary Dairy was a presenter at the Chicago World's Fair. The theme of the fair was a century of progress, and dairies from around the Midwest joined together to present on pasteurization and sanitation processes within their industry. The next few decades went by much the same for Sanitary Dairy. They acquired a few more small dairies, ventured into manufacturing other beverages, and maintained their high approval from the public. This changed in 1961. On March 8th of that year, the Muskegon NAACP, or the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, began a boycott of Sanitary Dairy products. The main concern driving the boycott was that Sanitary Dairy would sell to Black residents, but not hire them as workers. A few days into the boycott, protests centered around Tours Grocery on Ottawa Street, who continued to sell Sanitary Dairy products. The owner at the time said a different line of dairy products had been added to the store as an alternative to sanitary dairy, but that she refused to add a sign to her storefront that said she supported the boycott because she viewed that as un-American. Complicating matters in this boycott was the fact that sanitary dairy's workers at the time were members of the Teamsters Union. The union agreed to hire a black worker as soon as a position became available, but that three recently laid off white employees would be hired back first. The Muskegon NAACP leaders said this verbal agreement was not enough to end the boycott. Quote, "We want action right now," end quote. By the eighth day of the boycott, the effect was not noticeable. Many residents of the city, black and white, disagreed with the boycott. Criticisms included that they had chosen an industry with a very small turnover rate in employees, and one black resident wrote a letter to the editor of the Chronicle saying that sanitary dairy had a policy of non-discrimination in hiring, and that many businesses in the area actively discriminated in hiring, and that those businesses should be targeted by a boycott instead. Sanitary Dairy maintained its position that it was ready and willing to hire black workers once a position became available. By the end of March, news of the boycott disappears from the Muskegon Chronicle. It is unclear whether or not Sanitary Dairy and the Muskegon NAACP ever agreed in regards to hiring. A few years later, in August of 1965, Farview Dairy merged with Sanitary Dairy, and the Farview name was retained. Presidents of both dairies cited a changing dairy market, including highways and refrigerated trucks, as well as the lack of expansion possibilities at Sanitary Dairy's building on the corner of Terrace and Lakedon, as some of the reasons for the merger. Farview changed its name to McDonald's Dairy in 1975, and the business closed in 1979. Sanitary Dairy is a business that many Muskegonites recognize and remember. Many people still have old glass milk bottles in their possession. The main production building on Terrace and Lakedon still exists. It is now home to Reich's Bakery. Next time you visit the bakery, make sure to stop and look at the building. The Sanitary Dairy name is still there in stone as a reminder of Muskegon's past. Thank you for listening to this episode of Muskegon History and Beyond, a podcast from the Lakeshore Museum Center.